Carrier Factory Authorized Dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
It is Mount Tom's ball to start this second half as the two teams switch sides. Lady Bombers moving right to left for these last two quarters as they lead 30-20. Lake Moore takes the ball from Parker Husky. Her three-pointer wouldn't go. Livy Fawcett's got the offensive rebound. Couldn't get the putback. And this time the board comes to the Lady Panthers.
Once again, getting the ball up quick and going on the offensive boards. We just got to finish that.
Wow, Emily Keene just blew by Parker Husky and got that layup.
Yeah, Bo Tillery made a change for that 1-3-1. We came out in that 1-3-1. He made a change. And they did it. See if we switch to a man.
Ball goes to McCarnell, low block. As Mount Tom leads by 8, she gives up top to Yonkers. Over to Moore near the left corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good!
Nice job with the Lady Bombers offensive possession.
Lincoln Moore now double figures with 11.
We got switching back into man right here, Mountain Home now.
32-22, Lady Bombers up. Actually, I think it's another zone.
Still in that zone.
Yep. Here is Jones with it, gives it to Preter Gass. Her jumper just outside the lane, no good. And Husky is going to be fouled from behind.
Thrown to the floor.
Cadence Preter Gass picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Panthers here in the third quarter.
Good box out there by Parker going to get that ball on the men strong with it. The Silent Streets player came from behind and grabbed her by the arm, just chunked her.
So she'll check out of the game as Bianca Quinones comes back in. She put up some good minutes off
the
bench.
She did. She played well off the bench for the Lady Panthers.
And she comes up with a steal as the pass goes well over the head of whoever that was there in the paint.
I think Anna McCorn.
Okay. So Morgan Jones goes into the lane for the layup. Good. She's now in double figures with 11.
Silent Spring just beats the Lady Bombers down the floor.
32-24 our score. Now it's home up. 6:27 left to play in the third quarter. Yonkers with it on the right side. Gives it to Moore just outside the paint. She puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. Fossus gets offensive rebound. She'll be fouled before any shot attempt.
Livy's going to work on the offensive glass for the Lady Bombers. And I told you, I love this lineup, especially against this Siloam Springs team with that 3-2 zone. I love this lineup that we're running with McCarn and Fossus in there together on that low blocks. They can't seem to have an answer for that.
Kenzie Johnson picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number two against Siloam Springs here in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to McCarn in the right corner. She'll throw it out to Yonkers on the wing. Yonkers dribbles up top. Over to Husky on the left side. To Moore near the free throw line. Tries to throw it to Fossus in the lane. Ball knocked away, and Jones comes up with the steal.
I think that's one of those deals where the coaches said, look at the post, and Lakin looked and threw at the same time instead of looking to see if it was actually open.
Johnson with it in the right corner. Goes to Quinones. She puts up the jumper quickly. No good. And offensive rebound for Jones. Her layup attempt goes well over the backboard and out of bounds. And so Mount Tom's going to get it back with 5:48 left to play in the third quarter. 32-24, Lady Bombers with the ball in the lead. Husky with it up top. Gives it to Yonkers on the left side. Thought about three. Instead, she'll throw it to Moore in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Fossness with another offensive rebound. She puts it back up and in.
And that is Livy Fossness. Just on this lineup is so helping the Lady Bombers. Our best offense right now may just be get the ball up on the rim and go get the offensive rebound.
Fossness with five on the night. 34-24. Back to a double-digit lead from outside. 5:20 left to play in the third quarter. Quinones throws over to Keene on the right side.
It's 12 offensive rebounds for the Lady Bombers, three this half already.
Jones with it, gives it up top to Johnson. Johnson dribbles into the lane, goes in for the layup, won't go. And McCarn gets the rebound for Matt's home. Throws it quickly in the front court to Moore. Lakin Moore will find Fossus in the lane for the layup. Good.
Great pass by Lakin. She drew both defenders. Livy, good job by your bigs, running block to block, getting to the other end, having her hands ready for that pass.
Livy Fossus with seven on the night. 36-24, Lady Bombers up. 4:48 left in the third. Back the other way, Morgan Jones just blows by her defenders and goes in for the layup.
Nice little take right there. She came out and kind of faked the handoff, dribble handoff, and it led to a wide open.
Well, Livy Fossus just going to work as she gets the ball in the low block and gets another layup.
Great pass there by Jayla Yonkers. Nice bounce pass, fed it to the open hand with Livy. This is the game we've been waiting to see out of Livy Fossness.
38-26, Matsonoma up. 4:23 left to play in the third quarter. Quinones throws it over to Johnson on the right side. Over to Jones. Jones is going by, blow by Lake and Moore, go in for the layup. This one won't go, and the rebound controlled by Faustus. She'll give it to Yonkers into the front court. Yonkers dribbling to the free throw line. Almost lost hand. Moore, good!
Yeah, that's where Lakin needs to be taking her three. She is really good from the top of the key. She likes that shot up there instead of the corner.
Lakin Moore with 14 on the night, and Solomon Springs is going to take another timeout. We'll break with 4:01 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Solomon Springs 41-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
South Springs coming out of the timeout as they have the ball trailing 41-26. Quinones has it. He throws over to Jones on the right side, up top to Johnson. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Kind of a flat-looking shot, but it went in.
Yes, flat. Kind of shot it from her hip, but she drained it.
Yeah. 41-29, Lady Bombers up. 3:40 left to play in the third quarter. Husky into the front court. Gives it to Moore on the right side. Moore's pass is knocked away. Moore is able to avoid the turnover and get it back. Moore has the ball knocked away once again, but Husky's there in the right corner to get the ball and put up the three. No good. McCarron gets the offensive rebound, and Mountain Home gets a fresh 35. McCarron throws it to Faustus in the paint. She's going to go in for the layup off the glass and in.
And Livy is just having a night. She is playing so good down there. That's a sophomore post player going to work.
She's got 11 on the night, 8 in here in the third quarter alone. 43-29, Lady Bombers up. 3 minutes left to play in the third.
And if we can get some post presence and scoring out of Anna McCarron and Livy Faustus, along with our scoring that we got with Jayla and Lakin,
yeah,
man, this Lady Bomber team is going to get tough.
And now fouls will be called in the lane against Mountain Home. They're going to get Parker Husky with her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the third quarter against the Lady Bombers.
And once again, Whitten Coleman out for tonight's game. Still injured, but we'll find something out next week, hopefully, what we got going on.
All right.
With her.
Morgan Jones landbound the ball on the baseline. Gets it in to Prettergast, who's going to have to be careful. I think she's got three fouls, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Here is Keene with it. She'll give it to Quinones in the lane. Out to Jones. Over to Johnson on the left side. Down to Quinones in the corner. Tried to throw it to Prettergast, and she mishandles the ball. Oh, they're going to say off the Mountain Home.
Yeah, I think Libby got a hand.
Oh, okay. I thought Johnson might have been the last one to touch it. But, all right, so Bailey Redenberg's going to check out of the game as Jayla Yonkers comes back in. Inbound pass goes to Prettergast. She puts up the jumper on the low block. Good. Her first 2 points of the night. 43-31, Lady Bombers up. 2:24 left to play in the third quarter. Moore with the ball in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up, no good. And McCarron, she able to get the offense rebound? She is not, but the ball's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say off of Solomon Springs, I guess. And so
got Keene down.
Yeah, Emily Keene, yeah. But yeah, Anna McCarron and Emily Keene both hit the floor. McCarron got up, but Keene's still struggling there. So Bo Tillery is...
She goes
looking
back down. She tries to get back up and goes back down again. I don't know if it's a knee or ankle or the right ankle she's poking at. Jim goes quiet for the senior.
Yep. Well, she's having to be helped up.
Yeah, trainer's out there with her. Well, she ain't putting any weight on it.
No,
right,
none.
You can tell on her face. You know, you can always see when somebody goes down kind of what's going on. And, man, as a bow tiller, you hate that. That's your senior, and you don't want to see that to a senior player.
So she'll go to the locker room as Asa Pilcher comes in for Solomon Springs. 2:17, let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home will inbound the ball on the far sideline, as they lead by a dozen.
kind of cool story. Bo Tiller Eves from Ashdown. We talk about this on the radio when we play them usually, but Mountain Home had him hired as their junior head coach. And then he got a call and got the interview here and was able to take this head coaching job. And, you know, the coaches were excited for him to get it.
Lakin Moore is jumper in the lane. No good. Another offensive rebound for Fossas. She puts it back up and in. 13 points, 10 in this third quarter.
Livy has got to have a double-double tonight. She is, and it may even be on the offensive glass. It is amazing watching her go to work. I'm so proud for her, and she's just having a great game.
And Prendergast with it in the right corner. Throws it in the left corner to Jones. Jones will throw it out to Johnson. Johnson dribbles into the lane. Finds Quinones out to Jones on the left wing. Her three-pointer a little strong, and another rebound for Fossas.
Livy, I just can't speak enough of her.
And the good news is we get two more years of this.
That's exactly right.
Ball goes to Moore, to Yonkers on the left side. Over to Husky on the right. Back to Yonkers. Thought about three. Instead, she will dribble to the right elbow. Finds Moore near the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Won't go. McCarron with the offensive rebound. She's going to put up the shot, turnaround shot. No good. Fossas with another offensive rebound.
Good pass.
McCarron in the lane. Finally, I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. We are going back here, post to post passing, and two offensive rebounds on that.
And Silent Springs looks like they're going to take their last full time out of the night. We'll break with 104 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Silent Springs 47-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Hi, this is Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on February 2nd. Who is ready for spring sports? Representatives from the Arkansas State Mountain Home Trailblazers will give an update on the upcoming season. Local shops will showcase the best gift for your Valentine. Come shop for your loved ones at Coffee Talk. Stop by our location next to Hickory Park on Friday, February 2nd at 8 a.m. at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, Silent Springs with just one timeout left now with 104 left to play in the game as Mount Home is up 47-31. Prendergast will inbound the ball on the far sideline, gets into Kenzie Johnson. We're back underway.
Mount Home switch this 1-3-1 here now.
Ball goes into the front court to Jones. Finds Pilcher on the low block. She goes up for the layup. Won't go. And another rebound for Fossas.
Just put it on recording, Matt. Livy Fossas with a rebound.
Yeah. She has the ball knocked away, but Moore is able to get back and avoid the turnover. Moore will throw it to Yonkers on the left side. She drills to the low block. Tried to throw it to Fossas. Ball knocked away and stolen by the Lady Panthers. Here's Johnson back the other way. Finding Pilcher for the layup. Good. Addison Pilcher with her first field goal of the night. She has four on the night. 47-33, Mountain Home up. 27 seconds left in the third. Shot clock is off. Husky with it up top.
I got a text from Livy's dad. He's back home watching because he's on call this weekend. And he said, "You've been waiting for Livy to break out. We've been waiting for Livy to break out."
Ball's up top to Yonker. She puts up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jones. And Husky a little slow to get up.
Yeah, she jumped, got her feet taken out from under, and came down hard.
Pilcher puts up the three in the right corner. And a stoppage of play with 6 tenths of a second left. They're going to get Husky out of there, and Bailey Rittenberg's going to come in.
Yeah, Parker jumped up, kind of got her feet out from under. She came down and landed right on her backside, I guess is the appropriate way to say that. And she's hobbled up. She looks like she's okay over there. Coach and dad has got her consoled over there.
Pilcher with seven on the night, and they're just going to let the final less than a second tick off, and it's going to be a 11-point lead for Mountain Home going into the final 8 minutes. Our score at the end of three, Mountain Home leading Solemn Springs 47-36. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.